This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Our generation will die with more memories of other people's lives than our own. And ironically, I saw that clip on TikTok.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I had the most reflective weekend spending time with my community. We have a couple of friends down in Bakutha, and we ended up spending some time in Catlins. It was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I hope you also got to enjoy the sun while we had them. Today, I was hoping we can talk about living life offline. And this is inspired by a recent TikTok that I saw of a couple of friends who were talking to each other. And they were talking about how our generation will die with more memories of other people's lives than our own. And that completely felt like a slap in the face for me. I definitely realized that is so scary. It's really scary that I will probably remember other people's lives based on how I view and see them on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. And so that made me want to throw my phone away. But I also want to talk a bit about how I've been doing towards this end of the year, because I feel like we all should just have these check-ins with ourselves. At the moment, I do not have Instagram and TikTok on my phone. I have deleted the apps because I found that I sleep a lot better, and also I'm just a lot more focused during the day without that random scrolling of people's stories or just checking what people are doing today. And so I feel like I found a system for myself that is helpful and also quite balanced, because obviously I do still need to use social media for work to know what's going on, and social media is also one of the ways I talk to people. So, you know, I leave it on for work, but it's not on my phone, and I think that's quite helpful. I only download it when I need to post something. I haven't had Instagram and TikTok on my phone for a few weeks now, and something that I realized was I have been sleeping a lot earlier, even though it's summer, which is quite rare for me, just comparing how I struggled with summer last few years. I've been able to sleep before 10 p.m., which is very rare because I used to only be able to sleep near midnight. But I feel like it's true. It is the phones. The phones are definitely making us delay our sleep. And it's, you know, it's the blue lights and all of that. But it's also because I feel like I haven't been really focusing on a screen just before I sleep, because that definitely makes me more awake when I actually should be more sleepier. But, you know, with not having any screens before I sleep, it helps me to wake up before sunrise as well. And to me, it's very important that I do wake up before sunrise, because I, as a Muslim, we have our morning prayers, and it's definitely a grounding experience to be able to wake up, do our morning prayers, and then start our day in a very productive way. But from the last couple of weeks, I have been able to wake up before sunrise, do some chores, and I actually feel like I have more time in my life. And, you know, obviously I ask myself, why didn't I do this sooner? And why is this such a big problem then? But, you know, it's just good to realize how much we have, how much time we have. And we, like, as Muslims, we do this for Ramadan. You know, we wake up before sunrise to have breakfast. So it's basically the same thing. We're just really practicing it for the other months. I like the feeling that I get every morning when I open the curtains and the windows, because, you know, being in Dunedin and also living quite close to nature, we do hear bird sounds, bird songs, and it's really beautiful, because now I do notice how, you know, when I wake up in a different place, for example, last weekend we were in Catlins, the week before that we were in Wanaka, and the week before that I was in Auckland. I've been waking up to different songs of birds, different sounds. So now I'm just really aware of how, you know, birds are just very different in different regions. And I just never noticed that, especially in, yeah, just coming from Malaysia, we do have birds, but we don't really hear them. Maybe because there isn't much, so they just don't make as much sounds as they do here in New Zealand. But also because I do live in a big, well, not city, I do live in a big town, and I feel like noise pollution is just something that's so normalized. You know, you do hear cars and traffics and things like that a lot more than you do hear the sounds of nature. And it's like that when people travel to the big cities, because I had trouble sleeping in, you know, hotels off in Auckland CBD and things like that, because there's just so much noise. But anyway, that's a whole winding explanation to, like, mornings are so much better when you wake up earlier, not in a rush, because you notice all these different things. And I wish that for you, because I feel like my mornings have been better because I take notice of all these little things, all these little beautiful creatures that we have around us. One of the things that I have been doing quite recently, maybe for the past month or so, is I have been buying physical CDs. And it's something that I quite enjoy, because I used to do that a lot when I was a teenager. I remember in one of my birthdays, I think it could be like my 14th birthday or 13th birthday, I asked my parents for a radio and a CD player, because at that time I was really into listening to music, and one of, you know, just growing up, one of my favorite artists back then was obviously Grace and Chance, One Direction, and then I think before that it was Justin Bieber. So that was definitely my childhood crushes growing up. But, you know, I would be so excited to get their new album and buy their CDs. And especially for One Direction, they had like different versions of their albums depending on who your favorite 1D is. I would always choose Niall Horan, obviously. But, you know, it's just really fun. It was a really fun moment. So anyway, it just really made me think about how much I really enjoyed going to the CD shop. And on the day they released the CDs, on the day they released their album, and just buying it and then listening to everything one by one. And also, When I was a teenager, it was also the time of Twitter, and we would be posting like hashtag NP, which means not playing, and then that song, just to tell our friends what we're listening to, because this is pre-Spotify, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, there's no way for you to tell people what you're listening to if you're not putting it on Twitter, if you're not tweeting it. Hashtag NP, you know, boyfriend, Justin Bieber, for example. But here in Dunedin, we have a music and hi-fi shop. Relics, which I love because, I just love them. They're such a community favorite. And yeah, like during my lunch break, I would just enjoy just browsing and just see what they have. And I've been buying a lot of the CDs that I would listen to when I was younger. And it definitely brought me back to a lot of moments in my life where I was listening to them, and it really made me feel good because, at the moment, I don't really listen to music besides if I go on YouTube, because I don't really have Spotify or Apple Music or anything like that. I just prefer not to pay for those things. But something that I realized about those things is, it's like so curated for you. You don't really get to experience the whole album one by one, because I feel like the artists, they purposely choose each track and they number each track for a reason. So I do not, like, for example, skip songs and play like the third song first before the first one. To me, it's a whole journey. It's a whole experience. And I remember I had this chat with my partner when Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl came out. I got the CD at 5:01 from Relics, and we played it in the car, and my partner was like, "Oh, have you heard The Life of a Showgirl? It was so good." But I was only at track two. I was like, "No, that's the last track. We're not going to skip everything just to get there." Because to me, it's like an experience. And I'm quite grateful as well because my brother moved out and left his CD player under his bed, and we basically stole it from his room, and now we have something to play on. So it's been a fun experience just living life offline and just appreciating those things that we used to appreciate, because it just doesn't feel right anymore to support Spotify, and because of a lot of reasons, you know. So I really appreciate where things are in that sense. I also do want to talk about how I've been a bit more intentional in the morning when I make my morning matcha. I have a matcha set that is from the Matcha Club here in New Zealand, and I love it because it was a birthday gift, and basically it has everything that I need to make my own matcha, and my partner bought it for me for my birthday because he doesn't want me to be spending too much money at cafes. And so, you know, with the set, it comes with a cha wan, which is basically like the bowl, and a cha sen, which is basically the whisk. The powder, the scooper, and things like that. So I used to think I didn't have time in the morning, so I would be making my matcha at night and, you know, putting them in little jars and keeping them in the fridge. But I realize now that, you know, firstly, it doesn't taste as good as when it was fresh. And secondly, just the act of forcing myself to wake up earlier so I can make my matcha slowly and just like, it feels meditating because when I do it, when I make my matcha, I feel like my brain is shut off because I'm really focusing on the action of whisking the matcha, putting the hot water, making sure that the ratios are correct. And at that time, I'm really focused on my matcha and I don't really think about anything else, which is probably good because you want to keep it that way in the morning because your brain is still buffering. And so I really enjoy mornings now because I'm more intentional with having more time during the day before work and just doing it slowly rather than rushing. Because I used to wake up, you know, after snoozing 10 times and have a shower, and then 10 minutes later I have to get on the bus. And that's not helpful. It's also making me lose money because I didn't have time to prepare my lunch. I didn't get time to meal prep and things like that, or even like pack my snacks. And if I'm so stressed, I would buy matcha from a cafe and, you know, it becomes a whole other thing. So, yeah, I feel like the whole point of this explanation is like saying it all starts from using your phone at night. It affects your whole night. It affects your whole morning, day after that. And which is why it's probably good that we try to phase out using phones at night and also keep a little balance between online and offline use, because you don't want to die with more memories of other people. Reading physical books is also something that I have really appreciate. Ever since becoming a member of the Dunedin Athenaeum Library, I am definitely a lot more grateful of old books and books that is like curated for the members. You know, obviously being in Dunedin, I'm also a member of the Dunedin Public Libraries and I love them so much. I love libraries, but ever since I found the Dunedin Athenaeum Library, it just becomes a whole more, I just feel more connected to books because obviously, you know, if you want to be a member, you have to join as a member at the Athenaeum. And because you know, there's just less members in the Athenaeum, I get to feel more connected with the library because I'm not just, you know, a resident in Dunedin. I'm a member of the Dunedin Athenaeum Library. And also, what's cool is that, you know, you can request books that you want. And yeah, just being there, spending time there is really wholesome. I'm quite glad that I never got into ebooks, you know, Kindles and things like that, because to me, it feels like another screen. And with work, you know, I work with screens, so I don't really want to go home or spend my downtime with another screen. I found out that books that don't get sold at bookshops, they actually get credited back to the buyers. But sometimes, and, you know, don't quote me on this, but sometimes books that don't get sold, they actually get their covers slashed or cut off so that people can't sell them anymore, which is very sad. And it reminds me of like luxury handbags that get burned or cut just because they don't get sold, because they do not want to discount the books or the luxury handbags, because that means the value drops. Obviously, that is something that it just breaks my heart to listen to because of the world we live in. But yeah, that's just really scary and sad, which is also why, you know, I feel like I want to support bookshops and also libraries. And something that I've realized now is that I don't really rush to read. You know, there's really no point in putting like a goal. Like every month I will read 3 books, you know, because I feel like it doesn't really help you to put such a goal when books are supposed to be fun and books are supposed to be an escape from life. And so it just really makes sense to just go and experience the story, because that is the whole point of books. You're experiencing the story. I've been living offline by writing physical letters to my friends and family, and it's something that has really made this year so beautiful. I feel like there has been at least 20 instances where I was writing to a friend, a different friend, and now we have like a tradition where if we travel somewhere, I would think of them and I'd send them postcards. But I remember when, you know, when I wrote to a friend, they messaged me saying that, hey, I received your letter, just letting you know, but, you know, I might take a while to reply. But, you know, just them letting me know that they will be replying a bit late. And I remember telling them that they, like, I don't have any expectations on when they will reply to my letters, because that is the opposite of what I would expect from writing letters, because we are so used to online instant messaging where there's just this expectation where when you read a message, you have to reply instantly. Yeah. So I would just tell them, you know, the beautiful thing about writing letters is that there isn't an expectation to write and reply instantly. You can take your time and you can find a time that works best for you and just make that into a time where you would sit down and reply to your friends. And I think that's why I really appreciate the friends that I write as well, because they're all so understandable. And even to be able to write letters twice a year is something that I want to appreciate, because just there's just not many of that happening anymore. So the clip I saw on TikTok, "Our generation will die with more memories of other people's lives than our own," was definitely a big slap to my face. And it is definitely on the forefront of my head right now. And I want to be able to live life offline as much as I can, but also in a way that is balanced and meaningful. Because I do understand there's no way for us to completely leave the online world, because it is our future, unfortunately. But we can control how we use it. So I hope that this podcast has given you something to think about. I will see you next time with more ramblings about anything that I am reflecting on. And hopefully we can all take care of ourselves in this time of the year.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.